you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Professor James McKenney. We're talking right now about Planet X, and he's got an updated book, of course, which is Planet X Update 2020, The Real History of Planet X. This orbit that Robert Harrington was talking about that came in an interview with Zachariah Sitchin, so he increased it by about 600 miles, I guess, 600 years rather. But that, as you said, Jim, is not a big jump, is it?
No. I mean, given what he knew in 1986 during the Sitchin interview, he was pretty close, because at that point they had not observed anything. They were just looking at the orbits of Uranus and Neptune being pulled down. So he knew it was about 4 Earth masses. They knew that's what they were looking for, and they knew it was down there, so they were looking. And so he went to New Zealand with a relatively small telescope, an 8-inch astrograph, and so he took pictures, and he came back, and then he went back in every year there until 1989. He finally identified the object down there that was moving by doing blink comparison, it's called in astronomy. And then so he went back in 1990, he got another set of photos, and finally 1991, they had enough data to determine its orbit exactly. And at that point also, I believe that he would have seen what turned out to be the companion. And that was a huge controversial issue also. But the important thing about the companion is that by knowing its orbital period, you can calculate the mass of the central object. So they knew that not only were their calculations from Uranus and Neptune correct, but they could actually directly measure it. So that was the basis. So then he knew it was 4,200 years. They knew the orbit was coming in, was almost direct collision course with Earth. The estimate was about 1,000,000 miles away. That's 4 lunar distances. But there was the question, was there another object also coming in with it? And in 2015 and then 2014, I went down to South America myself and with a similar type of equipment determined that there was no other object down there. So I proved that he found the only thing that was down there, and that's what it became the nucleus of Hale-Bopp.
And Jim, the controversy of Planet X, of course, is they've said that whenever it comes around planet Earth, it creates havoc, tragedy, might have caused the flood of Noah. What do you think of that?
Well, that object was on a very near, it was a Earth crossing orbit, and it came perpendicular. So the here's the situation. The probability of it coming close to Earth is pretty small. But if it's on a direct collision course, then the probability is one. But now it's on its way out of the solar system. It'll be back in about 2,600 years. So it lost all of that time in its orbital period in one cycle. So if you use that same logic, it was probably there around not 4,600 years ago, but probably about 6,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. That would put it right around the time of Noah's flood.
Well, that's true. Now, Zechariah Sitchin has called this planet Nibiru, and he claims it's inhabited. What do you think? What's your guess?
Well, I don't think it's inhabited because it's a pretty steaming hot planet because of all the activity. However, part of my book I talk about, there was signaling that was measured, and this was something not that I determined myself, but it's from my contacts that in the security agencies that there, in fact, were measurements of intelligent signaling that came from the region of the comet. And I also in the book talk about why would alien beings be around a big hot comet? And it turns out that it's because they use it for braking and accelerating, coming in the solar system and going out of the solar system. They use the magnetic field of the discharge in the comet that creates a large magnetic field, and they can really push against that for braking and then for accelerating going back out. And so, had contact with people at Goddard Space Flight Center, and you know, there was just so much going on behind the scenes there once that NASA had the lid put on it, basically, in 1991. And it took a while for me to piece all this together. But so all I do is say in the book is that there is good evidence that there was intelligent signaling coming from the region of the comet.
That's pretty dramatic all by itself. It's exciting. Now, why isn't mainstream science, astronomers, telling us about this planet X? I mean, if it's only 2,000 some years away in terms of orbit, you think they'd be able to find it, right?
Well, yeah, they know the exact orbit, and we're watching Hale-Bopp leave the solar system, so they know exactly where this is. And that's, by the way, just one object. In the last 15 years, NASA has discovered hundreds of planets around our solar system. A lot of them small, a lot of them Pluto-sized, but even that's a pretty big object. But what we don't know is the orbits of these objects. And I've heard that there are some objects out there that are Pluto or that are Jupiter-sized. And they might be just in harmless orbits way out there. We don't know. But nobody has published the orbits. And we know that there are hundreds of these objects now out in the Kuiper region that they have discovered.
And the controversy, though, still continues, doesn't it?
Absolutely, but I just want to make it clear that I don't have any information about anything impending right now, other than in 2,600 years, this Hale-Bopp thing is coming back. It's big, and it's on an Earth-crossing orbit. So I don't think any of us have to worry about that, but the other issue is that these things can come in unannounced and within, you know, a very short period of time, all of a sudden we could have something on our table. But also it's a very rare event when you have the big comets that would have some kind of Earth-crossing orbit. It's a very rare event.
It sure is. Have we been lucky, Jim, that we haven't been hit by an asteroid or some other space object?
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is a shooting match out here. It's like a big billiard ball game, and we're just, you know, I guess the thing we have going for us is Earth is just a speck of dust out here, really. And so direct collisions are rare. But if it happens, it's, you know, going to be a major event. but also not just collisions. What I've discovered is these objects come by, and we can look in the historical record of mass extinctions, and we probably have 20 mass extinctions on planet Earth, not only the dinosaurs.
Well, that's right.
And I don't believe these were asteroid collisions. These were big objects that came by Earth. And the action at a distance, I call it.
I'm going to start calling you Velikovsky.
Remember, we had a debate. I had a debate with Dr. David Morrison on
that's
that
right.
topic.
Exactly.
That was, I think, one of the most probably listened to shows of all time. But that was quite the event. I remember that.
Those debates are you're right. They're well listened to. People love those things. And I think you won that debate, didn't you?
I did, with a call-in vote, which surprised me completely. I thought I would lose by a million to nothing, defending Velikovsky and my work on electrical nature of comets, etc. But that surprised me.
Is NASA afraid to tell the public there's a planet in their solar system, it's on a 4,000-year elliptical orbit, when it comes by, there is some things that it does to the planet that creates some havoc, but it's out there, folks, but don't worry, it's 2,600 years away. Why are they afraid?
This is a top-down thing, and that's what I've discovered, is when Harrington discovered that, his work was buried. Now, even though he died, his work should have continued. You know, somebody else would pick it up, Tom Van Plandert, his assistant, or somebody, but it just got shut down. And so this is a top-down thing from the Vatican was involved, the CIA, it was... I can't explain, I can't answer your question, but I can tell you it's a top-down thing, and the people at NASA are under strict gag orders. You'll see that people from NASA can't just walk up to the microphone and say something. It goes through an official release agency, and it's okayed by people like Tony Phillips, people like that who are in the release agency. And it's very structured, everything that comes out of NASA.
I remember an article in a newspaper, and it was a long time ago, James. I mean, I was much younger. But they talked about an extra planet, a planet X out there. There were some who knew about this.
Yes. Yeah, the idea that the Uranus and Neptune were being pulled down, if they were being pulled in or something like that, it would be, you could maybe say, oh, well, maybe it's something funny going on with gravity out there. But these were being pulled down, and it was very noticeable, very measurable. So it wasn't like they could account for this by some, strange anomaly of gravity. But so there has to be a lot of astronomers that know about this but just are keeping quiet. And what I've learned also, there's a pecking order in astronomy, which I got caught up in when I was at Cornell. And of course, I'm not one to hold back.
No.
Needless to say, I didn't understand the bees hive I was in when I was there. Now I do. Mainly astronomers are mild-mannered people, and I'd say what I've learned too is that the new crop of astronomers are completely clueless about all this history.
Yeah, they are. Why is that? Is that intentional cluelessness, or is they just don't know?
It's not part of their training, and they learn, they're so busy being a graduate student and then getting your first postdoc and then getting your first assignment at NASA or some observatory. They're so busy, and I've met these people. They're so busy, they're just green behind the ears, and they don't know what they don't know. And the people on top, the Hal Weavers and the other people like that, don't pass this information on to them.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.